Hello?
Oh, it's you. I'm so happy you called. It's time for Chelsea's Joint. Welcome or welcome back to the Chelsea's Joint podcast. So this is part two of Friendship Breakups. If you didn't listen to episode 19, you might want to catch up, all right? If you're watching on YouTube and on Spotify, the videos are on Spotify. What is up, y'all? If you're listening on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, please rate and review the podcast 5 stars. You know you wanna. And subscribe to the YouTube. Follow me on Instagram, Chelsea's Joint, and on TikTok. But we go into friendship breakups in this episode, how I did them, how you guys have done them. We go into tips from me and our audience and advice. If you've missed episode 19, catch up there and then watch and listen to this one, okay? Enjoy this episode. Love you, mean it. I don't want to be friends with those people. How I did the friendship breakup with those people, it was really only with like two girls. It was really just two girls that I was like good friends with. Like one of them was like my sister at one point in high school and stuff, in middle school, and her family had done a lot for me, but I couldn't do it anymore. Maybe this is a cowardly way, but I sent a voice memo to both of them and I said, hey, look, because I had tickets with them to go to a comedy show and I needed to let them know, like, I'm not going to go with you. Like, I can't be friends with you. I'm not going to go with you and I can't be friends with you. So that's what really pushed me. You know, one of them had the tickets in her possession. I was like, I was happy to pay it. I think she sold it or something. I sent them both a voice memo and was like, look, I basically was just like, I don't want to be friends anymore. And I said, you know, after our friend passed, I've just thought a lot and my priorities are changing and I'm not drinking anymore. And I was like, I really don't want to drink. The only thing I do with you guys is drink. That's not on them either. That's not on anyone. It's both of our faults that it's become. When we hang out, we drink. And, you know, their response was like, oh, well, we can totally do things without doing that. At this point, they had both done crappy things. One of them hated that I was vegan. I remember we went to breakfast. All of them weren't vegan. And I don't think I ever respected or supported that. And now looking back, I'm like, if any one of my friends like disrespects the way I eat and what I put into my body, you're not my friend. One of them would make fun of me, or a few of them would. And we were at breakfast and I couldn't even order like the avocado toast because the avocado mix had cheese in it. So all I could order was like a piece of toast with avocado on it. And everyone's breakfast is coming out. You know, there's like triple bacon breakfast. And then mine comes, it's literally like a piece of toast with avocado on it. And she sets it down and this girl starts cackling, laughing and like pointing and laughing and throwing her head back, cackling, pointing and being like, oh my God, that's pathetic. What the hell? Leave me alone. Like, you're so weird. These people also guilt tripped me on my bachelorette trip. I basically had to like plan my own bachelorette trip. No one cared that I found the love of my life. Like literally no one gave a shit. That'll be a different episode. We'll save that for literally one episode because I think bachelorette trips are so toxic and weird, and at least mine was, and it was definitely because of the people that were on it, except one. These people were terrible. The other one, who was like my family at one point, I do love her and I miss her all the time, but it was to the point where I was only seeing her if I was communicating. The texts between her and I were like me reaching out and then her like replying sometimes. She always would be like, I'm just so bad with my phone. That's a lie. Everyone's on their phone all the time. If someone says I'm just so bad with my phone, they just don't want to hang out with you. And I realized she just didn't want to hang out with me. And when she would get really drunk, she would say how bad of a friend I was when we were in high school, which is like, okay, I wasn't the perfect friend, but that was 16 years ago. If you don't want to be my friend, then just say so when you're sober. But her and I were never sober together. Oh, this pissed me off. This was like 2021. I met her to go do a hike. This was like probably one of the first sober things I've done with this friend for years. And I started like crying in her car and I was like, oh my God, like I'm just going through it. I feel like 2021 was such a shitty year. It was like right after the pandemic, everyone just felt weird. She had nothing to say. She literally like was speechless. And we were in her car and she was just speechless. Had nothing to say at all. And I was like, okay, I like apologized. I was like, okay, well, sorry, I'm like talking. And she was like, no, I just hope you're okay. I guess like maybe that's my bad for expecting her to be like, I'm so sorry you feel like that. What can I do? Like, do you want to go get food? I just expect her to be a bit more comforting, but she was very like, huh. And then I like just apologized and I was like, okay, my bad. Like, sorry. I just like am a bit off. And when I think back to this friend group, no wonder why our friend who passed from addiction, she had no support. And I think all the time, and I shouldn't think like this, but I think, what if I didn't go traveling? And what if I was her friend, like during those 4 years where I wasn't around? Would she still be around? Because maybe I'd be like, hey, let's stop drinking together. My big friendship breakup was people from high school. And one of them was we met them in college, but it was like this friend group of people. And I just voice memoed them. And you know, that could be a cowardly way. I guess I could have met up with them in person, but at the same time, I don't think that's necessary. And we'll get into that with like tips. I don't think meeting up in person is necessary, especially if you know, like they're weird and might get physical. I wanted to read some of your friendship breakup stories. There's so much, you guys. I won't be able to get through all these, just by the way. I don't know how many parts I'm going to make this podcast. I'm hoping just two. Okay, so these are people replying to, I said, what are your friendship breakup stories? This person said, when I started dating my husband, he instilled more confidence in me in a matter of months than any family or friends had done in 20 years. In addition to letting go of toxic friends, I had to separate myself from my toxic family. Me and my sister didn't talk for 4 years, which was difficult. As I grew with my husband mentally, I was able to find a few gems of friends along the way. Removing toxic people and atmosphere from your life is the best thing you can do for yourself. How inspirational is that? Thank you for sharing. This person said, I had to break off a friendship because I realized it the most when I felt drained after interactions with them. I heard someone say you should feel like your battery is charged after being with a good friend. That's so true. Towards the end of my friendship with these people, I was so drained because I was drinking when I didn't want to. We just talked about superficial things. Like they would talk about people all the time because they all work together. So they would just talk about people they work with. They would talk crap about people that weren't there, who they were friends with. It was just all toxic. So, oh, this relates to it. I had to break off a friendship because they were constantly talking shit about people and the only activity they could think of to do was drink. Oh my God, this must be like a universal woman experience. They didn't want to better themselves, but complained about where they were in life. Oh my God, yes. Yes, the same. Same with the people I was around. I feel so much better and relieved after cutting them off, much happier too. Love that. This person said, I had to end these friendships because I was anxious around certain people. I would drink like a fish until I couldn't feel anything anymore. Once you're at the point, you're no longer in control of yourself or the environment. Oh my gosh, that's so true and scary. When you're with friends, it should be a safe space. That's so true. Like a lot of these times on these like drinking nights with this group of friends or drinking trips, I felt so unsafe with these people. This person said, I cut off my group of girlfriends, unfortunately, because they were cheating on their significant others. Dude, this was the group of girls I was with too. I hope none of them see this, is all I'm saying. If you're friends with someone who's cheating on their partner, that's just crazy. I couldn't be around it anymore. It made me uncomfortable. This person said, I let go of a friendship that felt toxic because it felt like they kept putting me down, especially when I decided to go a non-traditional 9-to-5 route. But the friendship just felt like a one-sided competition, and I felt like I had to dim myself and my accomplishments. That is so true. I remember when I brought up, I was like, I brought this up to this group of people. I was like, I want to do content. I think I want to like start a YouTube. I want to start a new Instagram. I want to start posting videos. And all of them were like, yeah, that sounds great. But none of them were like stoked. It was like, they were like jealous that I had these ideas. I could just sense that they weren't actually excited for me or actually wanted me to succeed. It was always like, yeah, that would be cool. It's like, no, I want you to be like, fuck yes, Chelsea. Like, you can do that. You can do anything you want. But I also, like, these people didn't, like, talk about their dreams or their goals. And I think in my friendships and my future, like, I definitely want to talk about what are people's goals? What are your dreams? Like, what do you want to accomplish in life? Like, where do you want to travel? Those are the kind of friends I want. This person said, I had a friend for over 15 years. She was always jealous of the men I dated. Slept with my first love. Oh my gosh. While him and I were together. Oh my gosh. Years later, she became jealous of the relationship I was in and started being shady with me. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I hope you're not friends with that person. That's scary. Scary. That's honestly scary. That happened to me in college. I think that happens a lot in college where, I don't know, you're just like dating people and then like a friend of yours. I mean, it happened to me a couple of times where a friend of mine just like started sleeping with a guy I was with. And I was like, ew, just very ew, just like tacky. We don't stand tackiness. That is tacky. Sleeping with friends, partners, tacky as hell. That's disgusting. Okay, so that was like a lot of the friendship breakups. There's so much more, you guys. Like, there's thousands of comments and stories in the IG reel that I'll link, but we can totally talk about this again. The next thing we'll go into is the Q&A from IG. Q&A from IG. This is the first question. I relate to you, except I don't have a partner. Without having friends now, I feel really insecure about dating because not having friends is such a red flag. I'm curious to know what your husband thinks about it. Okay, I'm glad I clarified I do have some friends. I do have some girls who will hang out with me a couple times a year. They're just like over an hour away from me, okay? My husband is so happy that I cut off the people I cut off because since I've cut them off, I have started this podcast. I have made the shift from corporate drone, corporate robot to now I create and make, I own my own business. So everything that's happened since I've cut those people out of my life has been positive. And I think that's a good sign. What Tom thinks about me not having a best friend, he doesn't worry about it at all. He doesn't think it's weird. I think a lot of people on that video too said like not having a best friend isn't a red flag. Not having any friends at all, I don't even think that's a red flag either. If someone you're dating is like very has a problem, you don't have friends, you shouldn't be with them. Some people just have shit luck. Sometimes you don't have friends because where you live, like you might have nothing in common with the people you live around. We'll get into that in tips too, of like forming community within where you're living, but it can be hard. So what my husband thinks about me not having a best friend, he doesn't care because he loves me. And if your partners care that maybe you don't have a best friend or you don't have a friend group, I don't know. I don't like that. That's a red flag on them. It's like, why do you care? You should be supportive of me. Someone said, what's worse, a breakup with a best friend or with a significant other? Ooh, I guess it depends on what's it called. Like if it's a marriage breakup, I think that would be worse than a friendship breakup. I think the difference is like romantic breakups are so talked about in movies and shows and society, but friendship breakups aren't at all. There's no movies about friends breaking up, at least that I've seen. Have you guys seen? Maybe like Mean Girl. Like I'm talking about like a really in-depth movie about two friends. I don't know. If you guys have any suggestions, let me know. But I think if it's the friendship breakups that I had that I even did a year and a half ago, I still think about them because sometimes I'm like, I want to text the girl that I was like best friends with since I was like 12. And then I'm like, you know what? No, because like I put up with way too much. So I think a breakup with, again, it depends. A breakup with a significant other or with a best friend. I don't know. You guys let me know on the YouTube. Let me know in the comments. Oh my God. Someone said my best friend slept with my ex. What is up with this? Stop hanging out with these people. Oh, someone said she had a bad best friend breakup after high school and it came back to bite her in the butt and she low-key stalks her. I don't know if that's in person or on the internet, but if it's in person, girl, get a restraining order. Why do childhood friends become fake and bougie when we're all grown? That's like a very funny way to phrase a question. I don't know. I'm not fake or bougie. I'm not fake or bougie at all. I don't know. I'm in pajamas on my couch. I don't know. Maybe that's just the people you're around. Fake, I can understand. The people I was around were so fucking I don't know why that happens. I guess when you get older, you make more money. So if your friends around you are like buying really expensive things and you can't afford it, that's like shit I don't think about. I like don't entertain those type of friends who put so much worth on the things they have. But that's just me. Some people might want that in a friendship. I do not care if you're wearing what brands you wear. Like, I don't give a shit. Come as you are. Oh my gosh, someone said, I wonder how many breakups are from people doing too much alcohol or drugs and being harmful. I had to break up with my sister because she's a bad addict and I couldn't watch her destroy her life and mine. Oh man, that I relate to that so much to whoever wrote that in. And I don't know, maybe I'll do like an episode about grieving. The next episodes will be lighthearted, okay? Because I know this is like very serious stuff and I hope I'm not triggering anyone and stuff like that, but anything, if you're friends with an addict, it's in your family, partner, etc., it's scary and it's hard. And if you lose them, either you stop contact with them, or if you loot, like they pass, it's just, the grieving process is very shitty, and there's guilt and there's like shame, and then it's so much. So I think it happens very often, because that's what happened to me, dude. Okay, someone said, I was inseparable with my best friend in high school, and then it all went to shit. She would blame it on my boyfriend, but my boyfriend is a better, healthier best friend than she ever was. Should I feel guilty, or is it okay for this to happen? I think it's okay. Like I said, when Tom told me, he was like, no offense to these people if they see this, but he basically sat me down one day after we hung out with these people, and he was like, you are better than these people. You are a different person when you're with these people. You aren't yourself when you're with these people. He was like, I know you. When you're with these people, you're out of your mind. Like, I would like black out when I was with these people, because it was just habit, I guess. To this person who said, should I feel guilty, or is it okay for you to kind of, I don't want to say you're choosing your boyfriend over your best friend, but maybe talk to your boyfriend. Is the boyfriend involved? I feel like I need more details. And maybe I'll start like a Google form, so you guys can, because a lot of these on Instagram were like, my thing is too long. But another thing is, I don't really have a lot of time, ladies, to like tell. A lot of you guys have written in pages and pages, like novels, which is fine. But it's like, girl, I edit this myself. Anyway, let's go to the final part of the episode, advice. This is advice. Advice for me is, if anyone around you is making you feel stupid or dumb or makes fun of you, or there's no love, there's no effort, you need to cut them off. And how to do it? Like I said, I sent a voice memo. I personally don't think you need to meet up with these people, unless you think so, but it could turn really, I don't know. I think a phone call, a voice memo, as long as maybe they're hearing your voice, that's good. I guess a text could suffice, or like an email could also suffice. I think cutting something off where you're just like, I need to cut this off to be a better me, you should do it. I guess ghosting is a thing, but I don't think I would have. If I was like really good friends with someone, I don't think I would ghost someone. I'm sure I have before, honestly. But when I'm saying like really good friends. So I'm saying, if you want to do a friendship breakup, at least do it so they can hear your voice, or send a text. It's up to you. But this is advice from our community. This person said, I always ask myself this question when I'm struggling with a friendship. How does this person enhance my life? If there's no positive answer, it's time to do some work letting them go. I too have no best friend, and I'm extremely okay with this. Period. That's amazing. Yeah. Okay, let's repeat that. How does this person enhance my life? If someone isn't adding to your life and you're not adding to theirs, if it's not like a cohesive relationship, it's, what are we doing here? There's no time to waste time with shitty people, is what this person is saying. And I love it. This person said, I'm 31, and the reality is people grow out of different phases. Some friendships fade as people start their families, and my other friends were the opposite and were partying. I was in the middle, and I didn't feel like I could relate to either. Real. That's like me right now. That's literally me. No kids, not partying. What am I doing? Now I'm starting my family and finding it easier to connect with ladies who are in the same phase. Okay. She said, it's a transition phase. Enjoy the time with your spouse. Travel, work hard, and prioritize each other. And make that time before you grow your family. I'm going to cry. Oh, you guys are so smart. This is just a transition phase. Oh my gosh. I can't believe I'm tearing up. Someone said, perfectly normal. Take it from this 64-year-old woman. I love that. I love that y'all are 64 and then in the Chelsea's Joint community. I'm going to cry again. When you change and they don't, you move on. Period. Because they can add drama and bring you down. You may go years without anyone close. Wow. It's just a season. You're likely not a needy person and content with your life and spending time alone. I love my alone time. I'm very introvert. This person said about making friends, because someone also asked, how do we make friends? Someone said, maybe you can find them at a workshop or an activity that you genuinely enjoy. I think it's never too late, and it's truly a green flag that you were able to get away from people who were hurting you. Aww. Exactly. A lot of people said there's Bumble BFF. Hey, Bumble BFF, sponsor the pod. I've never used it. Okay. So maybe I'll download Bumble BFF. I have joined hiking groups here in Washington. Maybe I'll dedicate an episode to that. Someone else said, nope, this is normal. You get married. You enjoy your husband's company. Confide and trust in each other. Develop mutual goals. You get busy to try to accomplish those together. You change. No longer have time for BS. That's so true. I think, yeah, we just grow up and we're just like, I don't have time for this drama and this petty shit. And that's how my friendship group was. They were so petty and complain. I love to complain, but it was like complaining about their work and what they were doing. And I was just like, well, then fucking change it. I don't know. Or how they were feeling. It's like, well, maybe you shouldn't drink like every time that I see you. And this person said, be okay with not having friends. It took me a long time to get there and I'm 48. I feel like I lost a whole bunch of friends during COVID. It was a really weird time and I looked at all my relationships and analyzed them and decided to keep only the things that made me feel good at the end of the day. Oh, that's so true. I think the pandemic really, really put things in perspective for a lot of people and we're like, okay, who's even still in my life now that we can't physically see each other? And that was definitely a thing that happened with me and my friend group. Like, we didn't really talk, and if we did meet up, it was like to drink. This is a theme that we'll talk more about in Chelsea's Joint. The next few episodes, you guys, will be more lighthearted. Please let me know what you guys want to talk about. I think I want to talk about journaling because I've mentioned it on my Instagram stories before and you guys have like questions for me about journaling. I journal every day. I've done it for the past 4 years and I will read a lot of the things that I've written even 3 years ago. And they've come true. And I just think at the beginning of the year, something like forming a new habit is great. And I think writing for anyone, even if it's a sentence a day, I think putting a pen to paper is really important for people. And I'll show you guys all, I won't show you guys what's in my notebook, but like I'll show you how many notebooks I've been journaling in. I'll read some excerpts and I'll probably post on the Instagram like some questions if you guys have questions for me. But I gotta go. We've been recording for a long time. This will probably be in two parts. Follow me on everything, Chelsea's Joint on Instagram. Subscribe to the YouTube. Turn on the notification bell. If you're on the YouTube, comment, you know, let me know about your friendship breakups. Actually, comment where you live. And wherever you live, be like, hey, I'm a part of Chelsea's Joint. If someone lives in this area, like, let's meet up. I would love you girls in, I see a lot of you girls in Colorado. I see a lot of you girls in LA. I would love if you girls formed your own little communities from this community because it seems like we're like-minded, so maybe that'll work. So comment down below where you're from, if you're on the YouTubes. Please rate the podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. If you listen to Apple Podcasts, you can even write a review. That would be amazing. But I will see you soon. I love you. I mean it. Bye.